Hi, welcome to Bite Size, my name's Dougal Dennison. Now for this one, I want to talk about meta tags. Now, you've probably heard about meta tags, but you don't know what they are, so I just want to give you a brief understanding as to what they are. Now, meta tags are in your website pages. On each page, at the top, in the header section, you'll have a series of meta tags. Most commonly, although there's a lot of them, most commonly it's the title, the description, and the keywords. Now, they set up there in the top. Now, the reason why they're important is because when you search for somebody or a website or a business or a service in Google, what comes up is the green at the bottom, you'll have the domain name. Then the black above that, you'll have the description. Now, that's the description meta tag. Above that, you have the blue link. Now, that is the title of the page. So there's the two things you need to remember, the title and the description. They're the most important. The next one further down from that are the keywords. But the most important two are title and description. Now, it needs to be descriptive. So go onto a website like Word Tracker or the AdWords Tool Checker or Overture and have a search around and see what keywords work best for that individual page. Now, keywords work best when they're done for individual pages. So, for example, I'm a web designer by trade and have been for years. So on my index page, my home page, I'll have a lot of welcome text, a lot of generic keywords. But in a web design page, then I'll have a lot of keywords and phrases based around the design of websites and the development, and embed a lot of stuff in there. That's in the content, in the page, and also in the meta tags. Now, what you've also got to look at is if you're doing other pages, like logo design, is you've got to keyword that for logo design, not for web design. So there are a few tips there that hopefully get you to understand what it is and why it's important, and that's meta tags. Thank you.